Insight. 2021. A mixed media installation in three locations by Maya Scott. When I first walked the labyrinth, I felt awe at the invitation to step on a piece of amazing art. As an interdisciplinary artist today, I aim to use the labyrinth as a creative constraint for my current body of work and invite others to experience the same awe of walking on, touching, and even playing with the art. I am eager to share this skill with others as a tool for self-empowerment, community building, and creative play as we all rediscover normal and cope with grief and trauma. During this time of lockdown, many people experienced isolation, fearful reactions from others, and the challenge of figuring out new ways of doing ordinary things. In essence, what people with disabilities call just another day. Walking a labyrinth offers an opportunity to empty the mind of clutter and discord, to make room for compassion and new possibilities. My non-traditional labyrinths also weave in a healthy dose of playfulness, humor, and a means to feel safe in community. All much-needed balms for the spirit. When I walk the labyrinth in community, I don't feel other, and not because I don't feel disabled. My work will act as a bridge, inviting people of all abilities to see themselves in others. About labyrinths. Labyrinths appear throughout time in many cultures, ranging from ancient Greek coins, Indian temples, Hopi basketry, Egyptian petroglyphs, and French cathedrals, to modern-day walking labyrinths providing meditative practice in hospitals, parks, schools, retreat centers, prisons, and even personal backyards. Many labyrinths symbolize aspects of life's journey. I created these labyrinths from various seed patterns as a motivation to see ourselves and the way ahead openly and gently. By allowing expectations to blur, our vision can ignite with new and shameless clarity. Walking the labyrinth. While there is no wrong way to walk a labyrinth, there are some suggestions that may help enhance the experience. Stop at the entrance and allow yourself a moment of stillness. The path is narrow to center your focus, and it is okay if you go over the lines. Move at your own pace and feel free to pass others along the way. Stay at the center as long as you like and enjoy the journey. About the artist. I am a blind interdisciplinary artist, labyrinth facilitator, and arts educator living in San Francisco with my guide dog, Gleam. I am a certified body worker and labyrinth facilitator, and I have an MFA from the California Institute of Integral Studies. I teach accessible movement, theater, and art for City College of San Francisco. Descriptions of the work. In the main gallery, a large, walkable, five-circuit labyrinth measuring around 18 feet by 24 feet, designed in the shape of an eye. It's marked on the floor in the center of the gallery. The lines are created from around 650 white vinyl ovals stamped with a photo abstraction of the artist's eye. Though the same stamp was used, The eyes all look different and are slightly obscured by a sheen of reflective paint. In the lobby, eye-hand coordination. A 3-foot PVC pipe cube suspends from the ceiling by one corner. It is collaged with a diverse range of eyes in various sizes and shapes, and decorated with swirls of black and silver, then coated in a glittering clear coat. Inside the cube, a 3-circuit labyrinth hand reaches its fingertips downward. Decorated in black and silver, the pattern reverses on the opposite side of the hand. In the creative space off the lobby. These fun, quirky labyrinths are designed to be walked with touch. A finger, a stylus, or your imagination. They invite us to take time out to relax, play, and find center. And additionally, they remind us not to take ourselves too seriously. There are 5 pieces. For greater inner peace, make less snap decisions. 2021, mixed media and repurposed materials. Many swirling, brightly colored fractal images are cut into small rectangles and collaged in a mandala formation onto a large beaded edged circle. The colorful images are overlaid with a 2-path, 4-circuit peace sign labyrinth made of silver snap parts. Human nature. Mixed media and repurposed materials. 2021. A tree cutting in the shape of a heart naturally features the image of a voluptuous labyrinth goddess tree with upstretched arms that turn into branches of spirals and leaves. Her roots also spiral out and up to connect with the leaves. The lines are done in browns that sometimes blend with the shading of the wood. Lockdown labyrinth, mixed media and repurposed materials, 2021. A 3-circuit heart-shaped key labyrinth winds its way across a cabinet door, embellished with brushed metal and bolts. The labyrinth path is created from various old keys and a saw blade, with an unfastened painted combination lock at its center. When in doubt, use I statements. Mixed media and found objects, 2021. On a 42-inch black circle with beaded edging, a couple hundred googly eyes form an eye-shaped 2-path labyrinth culminating with a double spiral at its center. Many different eyes photographed from the artist's community create a black and white mandala effect in the background. Seeds of Change, 2021. Mixed media. A handmade box covered in aqua green and gold textured mulberry papers features 3 different labyrinth hand patterns on the cover. Inside, participants are welcome to reach in and take with them a tiny zine describing how to make a labyrinth out of 4 different seed patterns. Attached to the zine is one of 4 colorful seed pattern art stickers.